Hi, it's Tommy and Brooke from Joy 99. And every Wednesday morning, we love to give you the opportunity to share with West Michigan what God's been doing in your life. Those moments that only make you say, wow, God. Take a listen to the story of Kim and her husband, Mike.
My husband was working in the yard and he had a freak accident with a mirror. And it fell on his arm and cut through his main artery. Ooh. He was losing blood profusely. I ran up to see him, and he was yelling that he needed to go to the hospital immediately. However, we live about 20 minutes from the hospital. A friend called an ambulance, and he strictly looked me straight in the eye. My husband said, I need to go now. I'm going to die. From there, I drove him to the hospital, where they saved his life through the grace of God, because they said I was very close to losing him. And I give God all the glory. We have a road to travel, but we are in it with God and family and friends.
We are speechless.
It's a new day. And I choose joy. And anybody that knows me know that that's what I do say every day. When I go into work now, you have a sign on the highway, Joy 99.3. And every day I go by that, and God gave me that to remind me that I have to choose that. I have a testimony, and I want to share it.
Don't let anybody steal your joy, girl.
Oh, my goodness. How is your husband doing now?
He's had emergency surgery, of course, and we just went to some doctors, and he's going to have surgery on his hand. There's no guarantees as to what will become of that because of the nerves and the muscle. But we are living each day. And yes, it's going to be a journey. But God has given us this opportunity and just want to use it to the fullest.
Mm.
What is your husband's name?
Mike.
Can we take a minute just to pray for him and for you?
You bet.
God, thank you for this incredible story that you obviously are only beginning to write. I know that there is a larger plan in this, and if this was just to share this moment, we thank you, despite the circumstances. I pray for healing for Mike. I pray that his hand and his arm will be restored. God, that those scars that he has, we'll be able to tell back to a story of how you've worked in his life in 2019. But we do pray for complete healing for that arm. And thank you for the faith of this friend that she is boldly proclaiming to choose joy in the midst of a mess. In Jesus' name, amen.
And I just thank you for that. I'm going to my first day of the week for a job just for today because he wanted me to get out. And it's like, I can honestly say I'm looking forward to blessing others in the field of what I do.
You go make a difference today, Kim.
I plan on it.